be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada. We are your 2011 Reno Whores. With me, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez, our button turner and viceroy of first impressions, Little Ricky. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Thank you for joining us.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys can laugh now. It's all right.
I was laughing the whole time.
But you were quietly.
Not really.
Hey, everybody. Happy mid-July. The summer is burning away quickly. The nights are actually starting to come a little sooner. A little bit. Mm-hmm. Which it matters to me because I get to put Riku down half an hour earlier.
The darker it gets, or...
Well, not that we kill her every night. I just realized
put
what I
put her down
said.
Like a dog.
Yeah. We take her out back, fire off a gun, tell her Santa Claus.
She just keeps coming back
suicide.
Like Kenny. It's weird.
Yeah, had to do with burying her that pet cemetery a couple of years back. She just won't go away. Oh wow, yeah. So it's good to be here. We've got a room full of people in our tiny little studio.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say hi to Faith and Josh.
Hi, Faith and Josh.
Faith and Josh are here from Jub Jubs. They are the proud owners of that little monkey baby.
Yay.
And we're going to hang out and talk with them for a little bit here. We've also got Walk of Shame.
Ooh.
Well, three-fourths of Walk of Shame anyway. We've got Mr. Jeff Dunn.
Hello.
Suda, the last name I always forget, and I've known you for years.
It's a hard name.
Bogala.
Sexually.
Yes.
Well, unless you're Jeff Dunn.
Yeah,
you can say it that well. It's perfect.
And I have no idea what your last name is.
It's just Dan.
Dan's right. Actually his last know. Name.
I mean, just Dan.
Just Dan is the, yeah, that's what I was. Dan, just Dan. Anyway, and I'm Rory. And these are the Mouseketeers. Hi.
Roll call.
So, we've got a lot of stuff to get to this week. But one of the first things I want to do at the beginning of the episode here. But before we get to all the fun and the jokes, I do want to take a second out and remember Jim Martin. Jim is a local, very prolific director and educator and thespian and patron of the arts here in Reno. He passed away this past Friday.
Right.
Yeah? Oh, you did?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jim passed on Friday. He's surrounded by family and friends and...
Do you know what was the problem?
I don't know, actually. There's a little bit of information up if you want to check his Facebook page, Jim Martin on Facebook. Also, Bruca Theater and Good Luck Macbeth, bruca.org, goodluckmacbeth.org. They're both going to have a bunch of information coming up in the next few weeks. His family is planning a celebration of his life, so check those out if you're interested in attending or, you know, doing anything. Jim was a really, really influential guy in my life, and I only worked on him with one show.
Which show was that?
I was Frozen over Bruca a couple years back.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Grimm played a serial killer. Oh. And let's see, who else was that? LaRonda.
And Jim was the director?
Yeah, and Jim directed, yeah. Jim's his currently he was directing Oedipus the King, which is still going to be at Bruca through the 30th of this month. And on the 24th, they're going to be performing a stage dramatic reading of his own adaptation of, where did I write it? Clemenstra. And so that'll also be at Bruca on 7/24 at 2 p.m. Because that was something, you know, it was his own adaptation of a great Greek work. And it should be very interesting, and everybody should check it out for sure.
I think it's really cool that he was working all the way to the end there. He was directing the play, right?
Was it sudden, or...
We should all be so lucky.
You know,
yeah, really.
I think it was a little expected, but in relative terms, yes. I
not
think
in
it was,
timing.
No, he wouldn't have taken on directing Oedipus the King
exactly.
right now. But I believe it was something that happened in the last number of weeks.
Okay.
I really don't have... I wish I had information about it. But speaking of that, I was talking to Cheyenne, my wife, about this right before the show, and I was like, "Hey, did you want to say anything? You know, or want me to say anything about Jim?" And a quote out of her mouth was, "I don't know. He was just a hardcore awesome guy, in both senses. That Jim was both awesomely like, well, not hardcore, but he was so hardcore awesome,
right?
Like his awesomeness." Was the hardcore
super
part.
Sweet guy always around, always involved.
As a 77-year-old man, last year he fended off a mugger in the alley behind Good Luck Macbeth with his key.
Wow.
He was locked out of the he was scrambling to get back in, or he was just leaving or something. He had just locked up and some guy accosted him, and Jim, you know, like put his keys in his fingers and went to town and fended the guy off.
Wow.
Sweet.
I mean, that's ballsy.
Yeah.
And he was just a great guy, a real part of the Reno theater scene.
For sure.
He's touched the lives of a lot of people. I just hope we can all remember him and in good spirits and get together to celebrate his life. So remember to keep checking back with Good Luck Macbeth and Bruca, Bruca.org, goodluckmacbeth.org. And
safe home, Jim Martin.
Yeah.
You will be missed.
Rest in peace, dude.
So moving on, I do want to welcome some fans into the fold. We have new fans.
Who's that?
Well, for one thing, I want to give a shout out. That's right. Shout out to my love. Yeah, I'm talking to you, pretty lady. Doreen Cessna. She's down with the Carson Cessna's mom.
Oh, cool.
She's down in the Carson hood and listening to the show every week. We thank you.
Carson's mom listens.
Yeah, Doreen. Nice. My phone shut off. What happened? No ding right now.
Oh, no.
Ding.
Did you run out of batteries?
No, it just sometimes restarts because it's dumb.
And right on.
It, you know, it's a smartphone, so it's dumb. A guy started talking with up at a TMCC, a guy named Murdoch. He runs People Under the Stairs zine, or Puts zine, PUTSZine.com.
Uh-huh.
He's a cool guy. He's kind of punk rock, underground music, just moved to Reno about a year ago, and he's been doing this online zine for a few years now, and he's put a link up for us on their site, so I thought I'd give his website a shout out. People should go check it out. There's a lot of great articles, interviews with bands, some of which you might not have heard of. Some interviews are with bands here on the West Coast. Some of them are in Florida, Philly, all over the states.
Wow!
So please check out our good new friend, the Put Zine.
He knows what goes on.
That's right. And for any of you other
good
new
call,
listeners
Tom.
That I haven't mentioned, if you want me to mention your name, you got to let me know. Write a message on Facebook. Write a message on our website. Eventually, I'll get on the G+.
Yeah, I'll say hi to Dave Siegel because he said hi to me on the Facebook and told us we had a good show last week.
Hey, thank you. Know, thank
that kind
you,
of
Bullet Bar Dave.
Participation
Don't
we're looking
his real
for.
Name. Bullet Bar Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bullet Bar Dave.
Ah, see?
Yeah, professional and smooth.
Now there's no way to tie those two people together.
Oh, well, I have a surprise for you, Nick.
What's
and for
that?
You, Rick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's...
Ooh.
It's in a bag.
It makes lots of noise.
Yeah, it's a noisemaker.
It's good for a
It's
podcast.
A box of... Yeah, here, open it.
Is that Viagra?
It says Vistaprint. Let me see.
Hey, there's a plug, Vistaprint.
All right. Speaking of BBD.
Bump, da bump, da bump, da bump. Oh, no, I,
These are our fucking WLP business cards.
That's
sweet.
Right.
Sweet.
Yeah. Vistaprint gave us a hell of a deal, not because we're awesome, but just because, well, the
cool, man.
It's a fire sale at Vistaprint. Get in while it's good, people.
Sexually. This is the worst little podcast in the world.
We should get
broadcasting live.
There we go.
Our podcasting live from the recent past.
Sweet.
What's our thing?
Yeah.
WLP is Reno's only weekly podcast devoted to local arts, culture, and music.
Yeah.
Nice. For booking, contact Reverend Rory Dowd.
That's right. Reverend Rory at yahoo.com. Get a hold of me.
Where's my name?
I'm
just kidding.
That's just an email address.
That's
Nobody's
my ego
name is
making
on
jokes.
There. I mean, my name is the email address, so I just happened to.
No. You know. If you have to book, definitely call Rory. I just show up to do the show.
Hey, and any of the other guys can put you in touch with me. Absolutely. Like, that happens all the time. But I am the master of the calendar.
Go to hell.
Fuck you, Tom. Oh, see, I'm not even going to bother trying to get to my other page. So, yeah. So what's been happening with you this week, Nick? I'm hogging all the time
well,
here.
Well, I think the main thing I got to talk about this week is... the animosity I had to my friend Rodney.
Oh,
last
an
week.
Update.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Did you Hella encounter
acapella
remorse?
Update.
A little bit.
Because so, I heard that show three times when I was mixing, and every time I thought, "Wow, Nick is pissed."
Nick, yeah,
yeah. Well, you know,
what, Jeff? What were you saying right before the show?
Oh, that me and my girlfriend were listening to it, and halfway through your story, I realized that was the longest I've ever heard you talk. And I told my girlfriend, I'm all, you know that's Nick, right? And she's all, no, that's, really? That's him? I'm all, yeah, I've never heard him talk that long.
And I love the idea of you guys, like, with the podcast on the computer, like old RKO radio, sitting around doing chores, listening to the podcast. Yeah,
you know, we were just looking at it, just looking at the computer. You know,
watching the screensaver.
Watching the sound.
Awesome.
So anyway, yeah, it was we called it Hella Week this week because we had to reconfigure a few things without Rodney there.
Yeah.
And you know, he called me and was like, you know, if you want to talk, I'd like to get your video back to you and, you know, maybe talk. And I was like, well, you didn't say sorry, so no thanks. I didn't call him back, you know. And then we did the gig. The cool thing is we made this video. It's kind of cheesy and funny. It's kind of like something off of Reno 911 when they have those silly rap videos the cops do and shit.
Right, right.
It's a little bit like that. But we did it for the ACLU. It's Your Rights on the Playa, and it's the four of us. And we busted that thing out.
No F.
Plus, yeah, you can look it up. It's on my Facebook wall.
Well, we're having Rebecca from the ACLU coming in a couple weeks.
She's in it too, yeah.
Oh, cheers.
She was part of it. Part of the production of that. And
well, we'll talk about that more in a couple weeks.
It was a really beautiful thing for the band, you know, for us to get together and work on it. And we didn't have much time. We just put that all together in a few days, you know.
Right.
So, big props to Monica and Diana on that. And Chaz, too, you know. But so we were pretty proud of ourselves for doing that. That came out. We were practicing all week because we knew we had to make up different parts. There's a couple songs where now I'll sing the Rodney part.
Yeah.
Or you know, there's songs where we just take the Rodney part out and it still works.
Sure.
And we figured out all this stuff so that we'd have a nice set for the roller derby match on Saturday.
Right.
And this worked out great because
just this past Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
Past Saturday, which was awesome. BBDD was like 162-42.
Yeah.
Kicked O-Town's ass, the Ogden, Utah Roller Girls. Anyway, which was, you know, I was elated and happy, man. And plus, we just played the show. So, but it worked out really cool because originally we were booked to play the beginning of the match and the halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really have enough material to do all that. We had enough material, but it wasn't all good, you know. Some of it was kind of like, ugh, I'm embarrassed to do this one in front of that many people. But it worked out really good because they ended up having the Nevada Ballet. And you guys go ahead and check that out online too, nevadaballet.org or something. I don't know. You just Google it, Nevada Ballet. And they had they were going to cover
Nick,
the halftime.
Our show's journalist.
Yeah,
they're going to Google it.
They're going to cover the halftime, and so we ended up just having to do the one set at the beginning of the match, and it was perfect. Like,
cool.
We nailed it pretty good. I mean, there was a couple weird things, but no one else would know.
The audience doesn't know.
The audience wouldn't know.
It won't hurt them. Yeah.
And we were just all happy and proud of ourselves after we did that. And
really, I should say what the audience
doesn't know won't
hurt their opinion of you.
So, and you know, like me and Diana, we were a little nervous going into the week thinking, you know what? If for the sake of the show, man, maybe it's okay to just be like,
cancel.
Rodney, just do these shows.
Oh, okay.
Just do these shows with us because we got to do them. And then when the shows are over, we'll, you know,
don't
see
let
what
the
happens
drama
there.
Get in the way of commitment.
Yeah. Right. But other guys stuck to their guns and were like, no, we're just going to do this. We're going to get through it. So
okay.
We got through that hell week and It was awesome. And then I saw Rodney on Sunday, yesterday. Oh. And So I sat at the this end of the bar. He was at that end of the bar talking, and
it'd be more like this.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll quit interrupting you.
My wife went over and talked to Ronnie for a minute, and then she first asked me, "Can I go talk to Ronnie?" Yeah, you can go talk to Ronnie. It's no big deal.
Well, that's cool, though.
She did, and then she came over, and she's like, "You should go talk to him." I'm like, "He hasn't said sorry. I'm not going to go." She's like, "Yeah, but, you know." Okay, you know, she put it in Maya terms, and then I was like, "Oh, now I have to go talk to him."
You just proved you're smarter than me. Yeah, now I have to do it.
All right. So I did. I sat down to Rodney, and he's like, "Wow, that's pretty big of you, man." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, so let's talk it out. Dude, what happened?" And, you know, and he was saying how, like, he was definitely pissed, but not at me. But it didn't really matter because he was driving me crazy just being pissed in general, like just the vibe. And yeah. It's like at all our bandmates, you know, and you, I don't know. It was just like, dude, you're a frustrating human to hang out with. And then after, you know, you threw out my gear. Once you put the gear out in the parking lot of a grocery store, dude, you're really kind of calling things off.
That,
you know?
That is like throwing all the clothes on the front lawn.
You're breaking up with me. So we broke up, dude, you know, and the band wanted to just me to stay and figured we could find somebody else to do your part. And he's like, "That's cool, dude. I just want to be your friend." And I thought that was cool. So I'm like, "Rodney, we're friends."
So you guys made up?
We made up. All right. As friends. All right. He wants to be in the band, I don't think that's going to happen. Because...
Not all friends can have working relationships.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll be better friends if you're not in the band.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to know your boundaries, man.
Right. We'll be better friends that way. If we spend too much time together, then, dude, you just get on my nerves, and I'm sure... Because
I only give us about like 6 more months.
Seriously. Right.
Right. At one point, me and my dad wanted to start a business. We decided we'd much rather like each other.
You got to get along at Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm surprised Rick and I can do this. We lived together for 8 years. I mean, lived together. I mean, just insane.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I may have impregnated my wife in this room. No.
So that's the recap in
a nutshell. We'll edit that in post.
Me and Rod and you we're friends.
Good. That's good to hear.
He really wants to be back in the band, and I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Yeah. Probably not anytime soon if it does. But
you're still going to play
Saturday,
though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We move forward.
We have a nice set.
Ever forward, face to the future and all that.
That's right.
You know, no looking
back. Speaking
of
that, I never mentioned on the show that during our little 4th of July break, the show after Georgia, or Georgia's show was on 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
But we recorded that earlier. But the day after the 4th of July, was it? I went to work, and then the next day I got laid off.
After
7 years at the iPlace, I got laid off. So, if you know any work for me out there, I am an artist. I am a diligent worker. I am a 9-to-5er. That way I can listen to my podcast, hopefully, if I get the right kind of job, you know, where I can listen to the radio while I work. And dang nabbit, I'll work real hard for you. So, if anybody knows anything, let me know. Anybody out there, anybody in this room.
I suppose I shouldn't like be all, "Hey, I got
a job. Got a job.
I started a job today."
No, that's awesome, man.
No,
happy for anybody
Thursday,
who gets to work.
Yeah,
that's
last
good.
Thursday or Friday, a good friend of mine called me up, and he's a PR and marketing director for a local company, a little startup, and he needed his assistant. His boss said, "Go hire a temp." He said, "F that, let's save $10 and I'll hire Rory." And I'm still making a decent little paycheck there.
Cool, man.
It's only going to be for about a month and a half.
Yeah.
But maybe if I do a good job, they'll keep me around.
You never know. That's why you say yes to.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dude, I was planning on having today off all week, you know, and like I'm finishing my practicum next week and I'm going to have a week off to do nothing. Well, no, I started my job today and I'm going in after work tomorrow and, you know, I'm going to go put in 2-3 hours a day after my full shift and then move along and then, you know. And work full time, and I don't get a break till I graduate in October. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knuckle down, man.
All right. So. I think we should move along and get to our guests who are looking hot and uncomfortable.
It is a little warm in here.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, I'd like to mention
just
you guys.
Faith, why don't you just take your shirt off? It's fine.
The Faith and Josh here.
I'll take mine off first.
You're going to get punched by Josh in a second.
I know. I was going to say something, but I looked over my
Hey, brother, I'll take care of your widder. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. We're all brothers of equal indignity. But I was going to say Faith and Josh are one of our first sponsors, too.
Yes. That's yes. Right. They are. They are our first.
Business
entertainment sponsor.
There you go.
You know, because yeah, we got the Stingray. We'll get to the Stingray in a minute. But you guys are only bar. You're our first bar, so you guys get dibs on that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got going on? Why are you here? Why are you looking at me?
You made me come here, man.
This was your idea.
Oh yeah, that was part of the
deal.
Made
me put it in my phone and everything. Yeah.
Well, I expected you to be your like usual cheerful, talkative self with all sorts of stories about puppies and kittens.
I haven't had enough Jameson.
No. Oh, and whose fault is that?
Pinky Polansky. Oh.
Check the pinky link.
He always brings his beer and whiskey.
We almost brought whiskey, but we didn't.
So, congratulations to 1 year.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a fun party, too.
How did that go?
It was good.
First year went a lot easier than we thought it was going to be. Let's just say that.
Hey, good signs. Yeah. Or that means that, like, year three is just going to bury you.
or it means that we thought it was going to be really, really, really hard.
Yeah. Or we're just that good.
Yeah.
Good thing you have so many friends that are alcoholics.
Yeah.
But you know,
you run in the right circle.
You guys know what you're doing because you've been working bars here in Reno for a decade, you know?
Yeah.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know the inner workings and how it's done. You've managed, the Zephyr and what other millions of bars?
Yeah, it's the only one in Reno.
Yeah. Where are you going to turn that pirate schooner place into a restaurant?
We tried,
or a bar.
But yeah. The owner was crazy, and there's only so much you can do with
completely
that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was a bar manager.
There was
crazy
a point where we both
Louisiana.
Just went, no, okay, yeah. We're done. No.
We didn't just do the dealer shake. We got in our car and drove away real fast.
Yeah.
Because that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
The pirate ship bar.
Bar, yeah. But there was a restaurant
over on Greenbrae.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the one right across from Greenbrae. Yeah. Yeah.
The idea was great, but you can only go so far as you're allowed to go with crazy people.
And that place sticks around for much longer. It, too, will be a historical landmark. what's happening? You've got something coming up here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we're having birthday weekend, plus it's our Jeb Jeb Camp fundraiser.
So you turn, 25?
Yeah.
It's the attack of the 37-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Hey.
Nice. Lasers.
No, actually, that first one was better. Yeah.
On the flyer, it's Faith, and she looks like she's all scary, and lasers are coming out of her eyes.
Faithzilla.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah,
you
come down.
Seen us try to take the pictures for that.
So, we're trying to raise money for the camp, right?
Yep. Out for our Jeb Jeb Camp. It's definitely a Jeb Jeb Camp fundraiser. We've got raffle prizes, Burning Man tickets, bikes.
Ooh.
You actually have tickets for prize.
Chicken wire sculptures.
That is
chicken wire sculptures. Neon, Burning Man theme camp signs.
Silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, nice.
With more. Bigger art.
Art stuff, cool.
We're going to do silly stuff, too, like the watermelon eating contest and Twister, cornhole, PBR bowling.
Are you going to bring the FYD stencils to paint
on
people's shirts?
We should.
Yeah, because that was I didn't do that last year or last Christmas, whatever. And I have clothes that need FYD on them.
Okay.
Yeah, bring your extra clothes. We'll have a stamp with some paint.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Who's playing?
We've got Hella
Acapella,
the Shames Girls, Spike and Jackson, Johnny's Riding High, Memory Motel.
Yeah. Oh, those kids are great.
They're good.
I think that's it.
And I think that's it.
So just the Shames Girls?
Yeah.
Shames Acoustic.
Yeah, Shames Acoustic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Something a little different for all you Shames fans out there.
I've seen it once. It's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Those girls are fun.
They are arguably the most brought up band on this show. Like, just we talk about them all the time.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never stopped thinking about them.
And then I sat and really worked it.
The walk of the Shames.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry Lewis. My idol is a young man, Jerry Lewis. And I've noticed the more I drink, the older I get, the more my nose resembles his.
But queer things were yet to come.
Come on, new ones.
Sorry, hey, that is new.
Didn't you, I thought that...
I just came up, I got that last
week. Oh, you just called me queer twice today. Okay,
oh, I'm sorry. Okay, that's true.
Bag.
Okay, how about this one?
It was all very queer.
That's better.
There you go. Thank you. What's that from?
Those are both from Sunset Boulevard, the 1950s movie.
Yeah, Rick's an old man.
I know.
You're like 39 going on 50, 75. Right. All he does is watch Turner Classic movies and record them.
I ran into a 90-year-old
cries.
Man. I ran into a 90-year-old man at a thrift store, and we talked for like an hour about how things used to be. And it's awesome. And then I was like, hey, you know that Rudy Valley song? And I sang a few lines. He said, no, I don't know that. I said, well, it was before your time.
Hey, speaking of songs, yeah. Is it time for musical break?
I think it might be.
All right. Finish up on the Jub-Jubs. It's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's starts Faith's at birthday extravaganza with extravaganza.
I need a little more vaganza.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Do you guys ever have any issues with the Hispanic place next door?
Oh, yeah.
Because I went to my first Jub-Jub show this last Saturday, and was that when the metal band was? Metal bands?
Yeah. Yes.
And, dude, I showed up there, and I had to walk around the Hispanic, and it was all the Hispanic music, and it was really awesome. And then I go, and it was just like these two worlds with just a wall separating them.
The bathroom. Yeah. The bathroom. Yeah. I went into the bathroom, thing. And I'm all, holy shit.
Is this some kind of like Mexican rave?
Yeah. Mexican rave in the bathroom.
Yeah, the occasional, ay, ay, ay.
That's the weirdest part, is it sounds like a rave in the bathroom, and you go around and look what's going on inside. It's really like slow dancing.
Yeah. It's like a junior high mixer.
We haven't had anything but issues with that.
All right, go on, Rick.
Wells Avenue, you know, it's cool Irish bars, cool bars, and Hispanic stuff. I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, dude, and some of those restaurants, they are open until 4 a.m. Awesome.
That's ironic.
Let's give it up for the Triangle Club. Yeah.
where else would it be? It's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, the casinos aren't going to let it in down there.
Yeah, Hispanic store, AA club, big Irish bar, Hispanic store, AA club, Hispanic bar, Irish club.
Tattoo studio.
So
Tattoo studios. That's the other thing.
Stingray Tattoo, 71. Or no, wait, they're 9. You're 71 South
We're
Wells.
We're 71. Yeah.
They're 902 South Wells. Yeah.
I think there's more on Wells than there are anywhere else in town.
My favorite street in the city. Absolutely. Like, just hands down. That space from, like, essentially Virginia to the Denny's.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, and I lost my 5-year sober chip at Jub-Jub's this last weekend.
Really?
That turns you, up.
Wow.
You
lost it.
No.
I was like, yeah.
But if somebody finds that at the bar, they're going to think, you know, some person with 5 years sober showed up and got drunk.
And we, if someone at our bar finds it, we will hear about that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let me know. That's
and
mine.
Would you let them redeem it for a drink?
I heard about that.
I'm turning this in. Do you accept these?
PBJ.
Real quick, I just want to do a rapid fire quiz with these two before they get out of the room.
Oh, okay.
You guys get as many questions I can fit in before the end of my Jeopardy short song. Okay. Blind or deaf?
Deaf.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Neither.
At least it's treatable. Well, yeah, define cancer.
Yeah.
Elvis or Beatles?
Ooh. Beatles.
Yeah.
Beatles. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for participating.
That was an easy quiz. That was a rapid fire quiz. I heard
Well, thanks for coming in today. Everybody, please go check out Jub-Jub's Thirst Parlor in the alley at 71 South Wells. It used to be the old Broken Spoke, if you know it by that. But it is not. It's look for the big monkey. Look for the big monkey. That's where you're looking for.
And the cross between the Mexican girls in their quinceañera dresses and the drunk guys with the tattoos and the motorcycles.
And then the passed out Felix.
Yeah.
Can't we all just get along?
We can.
All right, so Rick, why don't you cue up a song here?
Oh, what do you think? So, guys, anything you want to say about either one of the songs? I got you the MD 2020.
Very cool.
I know it's like they're not even here.
No, it feels like they're in here. In here.
Or do we want to hear a little drink up, Jeffrey? What do you think?
You could go in order 1, 2. You could do MD 2020.
Okay, anything you want to say about it?
This is off which album?
If you know about MD 2020, then it kind of...
I like the grape.
It kind of explains itself.
The grape is the best.
Yo, okay, no.
Grape's the only way to go.
That's a funny thing, though, because, like, in parentheses on it, it's like MD 2020 cherry. You say cherry in the song. And there's no flavor cherry. I just thought it was better instead of like, great, you know, passion,
purple dream,
whatever.
Kiwi, strawberry,
you know, cherry worked, so whatever.
Strawberry's too many syllables.
I gotta say, MD, Thunderbird, Night Train, you don't mess with the flavoring. Just keep it simple. Keep it cough, syrup, and ass.
Murphy.
What album's this off of?
It's from our EP that we released like 3 years ago.
Sweet Dreams and Nightmares.
Sweet Dreams and Nightmares. We released it and then broke up. Like, and now we're
that
back.
That was right after I moved to Louisiana. Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. Back on the walk of shame.
Yeah, now we're back walking shamefully.
Shamefully. But not ashamed.
Fuck no.
On the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. It's all for you, Suda.
It's all for you, Damien.
Damien. Oh, God, what else do I have here?
Well, we got to do the Stingray tattoo commercial.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me, Nick. This next segment is brought to you by our fine... Let's start that over. This next segment is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Stingray Tattoo. Please check them out at stingraytattoo.net. Gift certificates are available for 18th birthdays, Burning Man Playa commemorations, or just cause. StingrayTattoo.net, 902 South Wells, 348-8383. Yeah.
Stingray.
Now, and they do have a great online portfolio if you go visit the website. So if you're thinking about a new tattoo, you can kind of see what you're getting into before you
walk
in.
Have you ever gotten
there.
A tattoo from Stingray?
Not yet.
No, you really should.
You got a lot of tattoos, okay. Brother.
Yeah, maybe I'll...
No, Raph's the guy who owns the shop. He's been working there since it used to be under a different name when Kelly Miller used to own it.
Yeah.
And, so he's been there forever.
Used to be Shadow Bright, right?
Yeah, Shadow Bright.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then there's Aaron Jr., Kevin, Art, Vaca, JM. They're all really good tattoo guys. Most of my stuff's by Aaron. He might be retiring from the business here in the next year or two, so I got to pick a new guy.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people around town like to stick with their own place, but I'm a tattoo whore. I go around.
Yeah, I'm
around town.
Just tattoo.
Just like collect collect the different
just
artists all
well,
over your body.
Just with tattoos.
So. Not naked or nothing.
You guys, hey, Dan or Suda, you guys got any tattoos?
No tattoos. And actually, Dan is the one who told me, I remember him telling me this. He goes, Reno? What's up with Reno? It's the most tatted place on the planet.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I love coming back home. As soon as you get to the airport.
Tattoo town.
Tattoo town. Yeah.
That was the first word my daughter learned to read. We're driving down the street past a tattoo shop, and we're talking about something in the front seat. And all of a sudden, out of the back seat, she, Daddy, that sign says tattoo. And we're, yes, it does. How do you know? And then we're all past it. How do you know it said tattoo? Because it was spelled T-A-T-T-O-O.
Yeah. I do it too.
I got to think about it. But no, and she rattled it off. She wasn't looking at it. So my first thing my daughter ever read to us was the word tattoo.
I know.
Thank you, Reno.
I was born in Reno.
Okay.
Reno girl.
She's battle born already.
Yeah. Yep. So walk of shame.
Yeah.
Here they are.
Back in the saddle again.
Yeah.
I got to miss the whole breakup, so I'm happy. You guys were a band when I left town. You're a band now that I'm back in town. I've gotten to see you a couple times.
We were a mess in the meantime.
It's your fault, Rory. Why did you
right.
leave?
Right. The universe did not want us to move. The universe did not want us to move.
You ruined the walk of shame.
I've taken a trip down it many a time. The whole time in Louisiana, essentially. I took your walk of shame there.
Nice.
So, Jeff Dunn, I heard a funny story on the show about you. From
what?
From our friend Ricky in the back.
What was it?
Well, he was. We were talking about Steve Foate, and he's all, oh, that's the guy who came to my house and whipped his dick out. And then,
like 2 weeks later.
Yeah,
2 weeks later, Rick had to come in and
tell
you know
on
what?
The show. I'd be like,
that
you know
what?
That
wasn't Steve.
That wasn't Steve Foate.
I got my infamous Reno people confused. I said, so I want to not malign Steve while at the same time not give Jeff the credit he deserves for being the person who whipped out his dick in my kitchen.
I did it. He doesn't have it in him.
Well, on a good
day. That's a challenge, folks. I know you're listening, folks.
Meet
that's
me.
A challenge.
3 o'clock tomorrow.
For the big dick whip out.
Hello, dick.
The Mexican wristwatch face-off.
Yeah.
Hey, having a nice football.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not a watch. I used to do
Jeff
that
was notorious
lot.
For that.
There's a lot of stories
that?
Around town.
Oh yeah, I would do the Mexican wristwatch and Hitler's brains.
Oh,
right. Are you familiar with Hitler's brains?
I don't know about Hitler's brains, but I mean,
brains,
I know brains.
Yeah, the right. Brain. There you go. Yeah.
brain.
Yeah, the last time I showed anybody that, I later found out that the young lady that I showed it to was, in fact, George Picard's lovely wife, Kristen. And then I started, and, you know, she laughed. She didn't give a damn. She was loaded. Yeah, who cares?
No, it's just,
but, I felt like I had flashed Mother Mary or something. You know, it's Kristen. And so, you know, that was kind of the last time Hitler's brains came out in public, because I kind of felt ashamed for the first time.
Yeah.
Did you have to take a walk?
Yeah. I had to walk it off after hanging out with her. Hey, now.
There you go.
But, so there's a little piece of trivia you didn't need to know.
No, there's
nobody really
stories.
Needed to know.
No,
that.
They did. They totally did.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Thank you for supporting me.
I'm proud of all that. I mean, all these things that go around town, the people say, I mean, they're all true. And I'm totally fucking proud.
Awesome. Hey, way to be, my friend. Way to be.
It sucks not drinking anymore, man. Like, because, like,
all your
it's not that I wouldn't
do
it sober. It's just I'm never in the situation
to
have that happen.
It never gets wound up.
I'm never
to that
in the
point.
Middle of a party at 3:30 in the morning. Everyone's, you know, whatever. I'm never like that anymore.
How long you been sober, man?
Like, it should be about 9 months, but I messed up a couple months ago.
But hey, congratulations,
I lost my chip at Jup Jup.
Call back.
That's a code word for the relapse?
Yeah, I lost my chip at Jup Jup.
But hey, that's cool, man. Hey, you're making good effort, good progress.
Oh, whatever. It's a speed bump.
Did you start over?
Yeah. I mean, I can't be drunk.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's you go bad. Back to your first step. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I just get sober and
there you go.
Keep doing that, no matter how many speed bumps there are.
And congratulations, man. Way to be.
Well, I can't be the other way.
Yeah.
I'll die.
Hey, Reno's, right. Reno is an object lesson in that. Either you control your shit or you die.
Yeah. Or your shit controls you.
Yeah, and you die.
Yeah. That motherfucker just wants to hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how our band stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, addiction and stuff like that. But whatever.
Did you get any new songs out of it?
Oh, yeah. That's the best part. You really have to take advantage of that when life is hell.
Great art comes from pain
and
suffering and self abasement.
But you don't have to be in pain and suffering to create art.
No.
So that's the crux of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I think for a lot of times we felt like we had to be messing up.
I thought living
the life.
Really had to. Like before, I didn't know that I could be
still
decent.
Play awesome music. And
all you have to do is sober. Just talk about it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Just pretend. I'm like, I'm homeless and I just lost my job and my girl, I really have all those things at home.
He leaves a show
play
in
the
a
part, man.
Porsche or something.
Yeah.
Well, fuck playing music. I mean, I didn't think I could do anything without two shots and a bong hit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Work in the yard, go to a barbecue.
Go into the bathroom.
Turns out, how do you get out of bed?
And you're like over 5 years sober now, Rick, right?
Yeah, somehow. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
I don't either, man. Really, no, I think it was like maybe the year before, the Easter before, we went on the calendar and we marked down how many shots we had a day.
Yeah.
And, like, collectively, because we'd all gather around the butcher block and have shots together. And it was really, like, you wake up in the morning and go to work. I generally wouldn't drink before I'd go to work. We'd all, like,
me neither. Bong hits.
Bong hits in the morning. Yeah, never let them see you not high. You know?
Yeah.
And then the minute you get home, you have a shot. You wait till everybody gets home. Everybody has a shot together. Then you stand around and talk for a while. Everybody has a shot, and let's figure out what we're going to have for dinner. Now let's have a shot before we go to the store.
Any beers in between them shots? Because
no
grape, grape soda.
We chased it with soda. We were all just shot drinkers. Wow. I mean, we would put away those 175. There were four of us living here. Mm-hmm. Those 175 liters a day.
Those. Yeah.
They would last just a day in this house.
We counted it. It turned out that it was we were each doing 15 to 20 shots a day.
Yeah. Fuck. And that was just the weekdays. Yeah, Weekends, it was up to like 23.
Get drunk, pass out. Get drunk, pass out. Get drunk, pass out. As many times as
you could.
It would
take us like 9 hours to make food.
Where were you guys?
Here.
Like, I know.
We didn't leave the 7 hours.
You guys were in Sparks, and I was in Reno wanting to be at a party like this. Damn it.
And then we'd fall asleep watching Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, yeah. Make a bunch of food, then never eat it because I was too drunk.
Yeah. Cody made us buy like $40 worth of like meat and cook it. Yeah. And then he goes and sits in the patio and just passes out. We wake him up. He grabs a handful of meat, shoves it in his mouth, walks back, passes out, and again with the chicken leg in his hand. Those are good times. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Great days. But now I have
my
a studio.
Liver feels much better now. And you have a studio.
And you guys have a band.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a guitar. Fuck. That's actually kind of weird.
I got an HAUS.
What's that?
House.
Oh, Haas.
That's Haas.
Yeah.
German for
that's
house.
German house.
Die Hausen.
Nice one, Rick. German.
What? No Nazis in the room? No Nazis? Who likes Nazi jokes? I got a Nazi joke.
Okay.
Really? You want to hear my Hitler joke?
Yes.
Well, this is actually my wife's Hitler joke. It's real quick. It's awful. It goes on forever. I'll make it shortish.
No. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm doing.
Oh, no.
Anyway, these two guys are in a bar, and they have a couple drinks. And after a little bit, one of them says, hey, dude, see that guy at the end of the bar with the white hair and the little mustache? Doesn't he look like Hitler? Like you know, 40 years, 50 years older. No, man, you're crazy. 10 minutes later, no, really, man, I swear to God, that is the Fuhrer, I swear, man. Shut up and just buy me another round. Half hour goes by, they're loaded, they've been, you know, shot beer. All right, man, I'm going over there, I'm going to ask him, because I swear, that's Hitler. So he walks on down the bar. Hey, old dude. Yes. Anybody ever tell you you look just like Hitler? Well, that is because I am. No way, dude. So are you back? Well, yes, I'm here, yes. Well, what are you going to do, man? Well, to tell you confidentially, I am going to kill 3 million Jews and 2 clowns. Why are you going to kill 2 clowns? See? I tell you no one cares about the Jews.
God.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
So, hey, JADL, please don't come after me.
Racial humor is the best humor.
Yeah.
It's the best humor.
From the black guy.
Honk.
From the black guy.
The black guy's laughing the hardest.
We wanted to call our band Panda Bear for a long time. We went through a whole bunch of, like, names where we wanted, like, Jeff wanted to be called The Quickness.
Shut
like,
up.
As that's in, awesome. Like, with the quickness?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
DJ no. Quick, you know, I think.
Like no, not like DJ Quick.
No, ooh, but go get me that with the quickness.
What about the quickening? Like Highlander.
Yeah.
Anyway, what other names?
But Panda Bear, because we were black and white. that was
we liked the N-word. The N-word.
Yeah,
but we really wanted to do it, but I was thinking, like, if I'm booking a tour or something, and I'm, like, on the phone with New York, they're like, okay, yeah, you're what's booked for this day. What's the name of your band? The N-word.
And they put,
and
it,
then
up
they
the
put it up on the marquee. The word. Not the N-word.
Not cool, man.
Yeah. We show up into some town with people lined up to see us.
That's it. Jay-Z's in the front row with a bat.
What these white boy be doing? Oh, look, it's an Uncle Tom.
Look, they got one black guy.
We ought to free him.
Go away before it's too late.
Yeah. It's nice to have guitars and stuff. We remember not having anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the pawn shop is like...
Did you get sober, too?
Yes, I did... I remember I used to host open mic night with you. I was in the
Nick
revolving
too,
rotation, and Nick, and I would come to those shows without a guitar.
you know, to host open mic night without a guitar because I knew someone was going to come with one. And then I'd be like, hey, man, I'm the host, dude. You want to let me use your guitar?
And, dude, and then like 50% of the time, everybody was expecting the host to bring a guitar for them to borrow. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And I'd borrow a guitar on Sunday or on Monday afternoon before I get down there. And
yeah, Ted Zeppelin's just all, I'll help you.
Yeah, yeah, Ted Zeppelin.
Let me play. Exactly. Yeah. Let me play.
Exactly.
Nick remembers. I used to show up all the time, and I'm like, dude, can I use your guitar?
Well, I'd count on it. I knew that.
That's why it was always sketch the nights I was hosting as a poet. I didn't have a guitar, and I knew all you jagoffs were going to show up without one. And I would call people like Eric Foreman or Ted.
Stable
or, you know,
musicians.
Make sure they were going to be there with a guitar.
It's a different thing these days. It's crazy. Like I don't have anything in the pawn shop.
I have money to actually buy more equipment.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing, and it's so weird. I mean, it seems like we've just been on the runner for like 10 years.
How often are you playing shows right now?
Pretty often.
You just played last Saturday, right?
Yeah.
We exclusively play at Jub Jub's. Hey. Everyone know. No, seriously. Somehow it worked out this way. Like, we're playing our next show there on the 31st.
Nobody books you.
Yeah, no, like 5 shows in a row. So we just play there. We're not going
to
play
Hey, right
anywhere
on,
else.
Man. Way to build up an audience base.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people listen to this show.
Yeah, I mean, 75% of what we talk about happens at Jub Jub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not trying to be corner of the market. Right. Yeah. It just so happens. If you guys want us to talk about events at your venue listening to this show, let us know when you got stuff going on. Shoot us a line.
Correspond with us.
Invite us.
Yeah, there you go.
We are easily bribed with well drinks and cheap beer.
And we are Reno whores. We want to be your friend.
That is right.
And we're easy.
Nice. That is also
you can get
correct.
In our pants with a wink and a smile.
Not a problem.
That's right. Oh, you like that?
That's awesome.
I think we should hear some live.
I was just going to say, awesome. I think a live song right
now. Absolutely.
Yeah?
You guys are all too hot and sweaty. Your finger's going to slip.
Yeah.
So what are you going to play for us here? Oh, hey, I know that one. That's the rape song.
That's the rape song.
Squeal
like a pig boy.
Ned Beatty.
You did that good.
That was good. Yeah.
Suda usually plays keys, but on this song he plays guitar.
Oh, and we should mention that you also have a fourth member of your quartet here.
Yeah, Preston.
The drummer.
Yeah, he's not really.
He's
important.
Also from Miracle Drugs.
Yeah, he plays in Miracle Drugs. He's working right now.
Yeah, Preston's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, he is. He's good. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Now play your song.
All right.
It's called.
Oh, wait,
Maybe It's a Woman.
Yeah. Maybe it's a woman.
It's a man, baby.
See a white coat on the ground. It's always slippery with no mistake. It let me push me around. And now I stumble through the atmosphere. You will be through what I found. It's all the people playing all them games. It could kill, I could drown. And it's a woman, and I need to see beneath the things we know. Maybe it's a woman that I need to see through shadows. And it's a woman, and I need to see beneath the things we know. And maybe it's a woman that I need. I could fly, I could crawl in the
woman, and I need to see beneath the things we know. Maybe it's a woman that I need to see through shadows. And it's a woman, and I need to see beneath the things we know. Maybe it's a woman that I need. Hope you'll take care of us. Don't leave this up to me. I'm thinking of the one, so listen and tell me what your name is. And it's a woman, and I need to see the things we know. Maybe it's a woman that I need to see through shadows. And it's a woman, and I need to see beneath the things we know. Maybe it's a woman that I need.
Thanks. Kind of messed up.
I just took the awesome, most awesome, stupid picture of you, Dan.
Oh, there's only those type.
Yeah, you'll see it on the website.
Look at that look on that bad note.
No, it's you getting
dirty. I don't have
dirty,
a good poker face with the bad
dirty,
notes,
dude.
Poker face.
Poker face.
Poker face. Mama, 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 mama. Everybody's like, what the fuck
is
that?
I know 2% right, of the world. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I didn't get it.
Larry King, anyone? No.
Paint your bald spot?
Do you paint your bald spot? Sick.
He's sick, I tell you.
Sick.
Thank the four of you for laughing out there in internet land.
No, it's Stacey Wolverton Dermody. Big time Don Geronimo fan out there. She'll get it.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
She
listens to Stacey's got it.
Yeah. We have a fair chunk of D&M fans who listen to this show, I think.
But Stacey's special. In high school, when I had a mohawk, I fucking pirouetted with her on my back in the middle of an assembly and embarrassed us both quite a bit.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, so why was she on your back because she was special?
Yeah, just on my back for no reason. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I pirouetted out in front of everybody because she wouldn't be able to stop me? And she was screaming her head off.
And you had a moment.
Okay, so not like special in the LD classes.
No, this was.
I want to see pictures of Rick with the mohawk.
I got
that. You know what? It's going to be up on the website soon. I'm almost done with everybody's bios.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know, right? It's only been 6 months. Later. 7 months, yeah.
Right on. Yeah.
Under construction. Yeah.
Coming soon.
Right, we've had a lot of stuff to
coming
do.
Late.
We've had a lot of stuff. Really, the only ones I've finished are you and me because Chewy and Rick didn't give me anything to write about it. So I'm just going to make up
freelance,
theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, make up lies.
Yeah, totally.
That'd be awesome.
About
like,
how you're known as the Sausage King of Reno.
Yeah, he was born in El Paso.
Fucking your mother!
Your face is...
Go put your head in the oven!
I've said to people... I've actually had to say, get your head out of the oven to people before.
Oh.
That would be LD special.
It's a plathism.
Well, LD, learning disability.
Yes. Oh, right.
Anybody missed that?
Okay.
Yeah, it went right over Nick's head.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Like
so.
A Boeing.
Yeah. I'm a victim
it's
of
It's called
LD.
Life. My learning disability is called life.
Yeah. So right on. That was cool. Why don't we give the boys
I
the
was
quiz?
Thinking. Yeah.
No way. Really?
You guys get the full treatment. Not the rapid fire. Oh, yes. Thank you for my music. This is the ever-evolving worst quiz in the world.
It's horrible.
Beatles, cancer, oh, sorry.
Different questions.
We're going to go a different route with you guys.
Questions.
Jeff's already cheating.
There is no correct answer to this first one. It's thrown to the group, front, back, even, or odd?
Even.
Even.
Odd. I don't think anybody's picked that.
Yeah,
right?
Nobody's picked even.
We always get odd and prime.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
Front.
What do you say,
Oh,
Suda?
We haven't gotten this
one. Suda's a tiebreaker. What is it?
No, he said
I said even.
Oh. Front.
front, even, and odd. So we got to do back. Front.
I know you like the back.
Oh, back wins.
But we've done back.
We know each
we've
other so back. Well.
We've done the back. Yeah, oh, so many times.
Even. Wait, prime let's do even.
Prime wasn't an option.
Oh, I thought that was a
yeah,
question.
Yeah, took it off because too many people were
everybody
picking it.
Everybody picks prime
well,
every
and
time.
I reduced like the prime. Number of questions because honestly, some of them were dumb.
I thought that was a question. I didn't know
everyone
choose
likes
it.
Prime.
Yeah. All right. What was I doing? Front or even?
Even. Let's even. Do even. Oh, even. We never hear even. Even. All right, these will be all new questions.
Suda. Suda. All right. Sudas.
We'll start with Dan. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Brother.
Brother. And why?
I don't have one.
Oh, you want to starve.
Gotcha.
I'm watching my figure.
Gotcha. So take that brother and shove it up your ass. Suda.
Yes.
And okay, wait, man, we'll move on. Lover, brother, or mother? Who's the tastiest?
Lover.
Lover, nice. Yeah. That
tastes so good.
Well, I mean, common sense-wise, you know, the mom doesn't have that much time to live in. She probably
good
wants,
point.
She probably wants to do it anyway,
good
so,
point.
You know.
For the children.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Do it for the kids.
Justin, always the pragmatic response.
My mom looks so delicious.
Jeff Dunn doing it for the kids. I should be keeping score. Oh, well.
Okay.
Jeff, who is the celebrity you would ruin your relationship to be with?
Oh.
Yeah. What celebrity? You'd go, oh, my God, I have the opportunity to do that, but it would destroy this. And you'd go for it.
The celebrity.
Larry David.
Or it could be they do not alive
could
or dead.
Could be the chick down the street, whatever.
Yeah.
Alive or dead?
Yes.
So, like, I could pick, like, Jim Morrison or something?
Yes.
No, sure. No, you know what?
Rick's getting
he's
a boner.
He's not my
totally
type.
Abraham
really
Lincoln?
Not.
Yeah.
Are you sure he's gay?
Okay.
Mary Lincoln?
This is the only one I can get away with my girl. Barack Obama.
Really? Interesting choice.
Power. He's more about the power.
I think that's the first political
oh,
figure
yeah
chosen in this
he's like,
quiz.
He likes
yeah
chocolate.
Suda, where are you going with this?
I don't know. The first thing that popped in my head was Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You're dirty.
What?
I'm a dirty bastard.
You're also into Christina Ricci, right?
Yeah,
and
sure.
And Hermione Granger.
Sure. Actually, my
Christina
absolute.
Christina Ricci's too old now.
My absolute favorite. My absolute favorite is Kirsten Dunst. I love
Interview with a Vampire.
I
that's where you fell in love.
Love her.
Yeah. She was like,
what's your
eight
favorite Kristen Dunst role that she did?
I don't know. The one where in
Bring
Sophia,
It On?
In Sofia Coppola's movie.
Oh, Marie Antoinette, right?
No. Oh,
yeah.
No, the other.
Bring It On 2?
No, before Marie Antoinette. I can't never remember the.
Virgin Suicide.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that was
right,
good.
Right.
She's so hot
in
that movie.
And just, add just for the record, and Bring It On 2, and it was Hayden Panettiere.
I don't know. I saw Kristen Dunst in Spider-Man 3, though, and I didn't know. Something happened, man.
Something was different.
I think she got.
Yeah,
I think
something
she
was
got,
different.
She still has the
job.
She had the fangs.
She
you
was
know?
So
right
hot in Interview
with
a
Vampire. Which you like,
I was kind of young myself, so it was okay.
Okay.
Wait, no.
No.
No,
you wouldn't have been.
That's awful.
Scratch that.
That movie came out after I flunked out of college.
Scratch
you're not that,
that
much younger than me.
Shit, man.
Remember Little House on the Prairie? Those little girls on
Lara?
The
Lara? That little Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Horrible.
She's wilder and than anyone.
Yeah. No. Not,
the blind one
would
not
have been cool, guys.
Hey, can
oh,
I just
God
interject for one second? I just wanted to interject. When I was talking about who I'd ruin my relationship
yeah
with, I said two men.
Yes, I did know that.
I just wanted to,
interesting
like...
Interesting answer.
I just wanted to say, like, I'm not gay. All the way.
Not
No. I have a girlfriend. I just... It popped in... Jim Morrison popped into my head. And
he's 70% not gay.
Well, you know, we do have a saying on this show, Jeff.
What?
What's one gay?
Chris, I just better.
Oh, no,
I'd be
you,
so proud if you were the best.
You stepped on it.
I'm sorry.
And it's all quieting.
One dick.
Oh, damn.
I need to fix that one because that's such
a
great...
That's suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the club.
How about Danny Boy? We didn't get to Danny Boy.
Yeah, name your celebrity.
Probably Hayley Williams. Yeah, the Paramore chick.
Right. Yeah, very nice.
She's special.
She's of age now, so.
Hot and talent.
I've been counting the days.
Rock, she's special. That's good.
How often, speaking of which, do you masturbate? Like frequency?
Like hourly? Or?
I mean, day, month, hour, week, you know, however you want to round it.
Regular schedule.
What is that?
Regular I need a number value on this. How many times a month, day, week? Let's go.
I don't know.
We're all on a regular schedule.
Oh, yeah. This is your question, and
Suda's raising his hands like he's Muhammad Ali.
I'm going to nail this one.
Pretty much.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Because it's so small.
What do you got, gold medal?
Gold medal. What do you got, gold medal?
No, I'm notorious for long drawn out sessions of masturbation.
Can I tell a story?
You gonna holla at your boy?
Can I tell a story about how much he masturbates?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, I used to live with him when we were doing a lot of drugs and drinking.
Right.
And my friend came over and he sat down. It was just me and this friend sitting down.
Yeah.
We watched a movie. And, like, sat down and watched, like, another hour-long show or something. And then Suda comes out of the bathroom. He hadn't been out of the bathroom since this guy's been there. And so Suda comes out and he's like, "Oh, I didn't know you were here." He's like, "Hey, how you doing, man?" Goes right back in. And, like, probably for, like, 8 or 9 hours all the time.
So you're a marathon runner.
I'm a monster.
I'm a sprinting champion. I'm a sprint champ. Yeah. Like, give me 30 seconds to get it done. It can happen.
There's not a mile I can't run.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. Like, I try to get in there, get out, and get on with my day. Like,
I might want to spend time with a lady, but my hand, whatever, dude. I'm just taking care of business. It's like taking a dump.
Exactly. But I wonder how romantic
privacy.
He gets with his hand.
Candles.
Candles.
Do you have an insurance policy?
Cisco on the radio.
On my hand? He goes home and soaks it in palm olive.
Gets a nice massage right before the act. Just like,
I don't even take care of my hand that well. Now you guys are bringing all these things into my mind. Like,
so do you get rug burn from the calluses?
I can do this better.
I got to go the long term. I got to think long term.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeff, how about you?
Not that much, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
You got a girl who takes care of that?
Yeah, family? Yeah, totally.
Must be nice. Don't get married. Love you, honey. You don't listen to the show anyway. It doesn't matter.
I love you too, Maya.
Jeff, where did you lose your virginity?
Where?
As specific as you like.
Don't you remember you asked me during, was it Mary Anarchy? Or when were you kind of hosting?
Oh, right, yeah.
You asked me.
But now we're on the radio.
Yeah,
so.
I don't remember, dude. I was drinking.
Yeah.
Rory asks everybody this, wherever
he
goes.
Yeah, this is just my personal resume question.
Yeah, I told you it was in my neighbor friend's boat.
Oh, right.
And it was a threesome.
Yeah.
And it was parked in the driveway, the boat.
So who's the other guy?
He's dead now, this dude Jimmy. Yeah, like whatever.
Way to ask the question, man.
That was a joke, man, but all right. You went the devil route.
But what's funny is that was only like one time, and then 2 or 3 years later, I actually, this is the one that I really count. I mean, I lost my virginity, but then I started a sexual relationship with the girl that I'm with right now.
Interesting.
Like 16, 17 years ago.
Wow. And then they came back to it recently.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like, hey, well, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Must have been good.
We went to prom together.
That's just weird.
I know.
Or cute.
It is
well,
cute.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Yeah, well, my... Yeah, never mind. I'm just not going to talk about how... Yeah. Well, I'd already flunked out of college before my wife could drive a car. Okay? We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We should be on you with the Kristen Dunst.
Suda, where did you lose your virginity?
Ryan Jerico's mom's bathroom.
I like that kind of specific.
Yeah, wow.
I like that kind of specific.
Awesome.
Floor or shower?
She had her leg up on the toilet.
Yeah, like stand up sex for your first time.
Right, right.
That's advanced lessons,
she
my friend.
She put her leg up on the toilet and just kind of bent over like mini doggy style.
Awesome.
Standing
that's
doggy
hot,
style.
Dude.
Mini doggy.
Yeah. That's totally hot.
Is that like Chihuahua style?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go hit the head.
Right.
I'll be right back.
It maybe was that's awesome. Why he takes so long with that. It reminds him of the first time.
Yeah.
Going to the bathroom.
Comfortable environment.
Dan, how about ye, sir?
Girlfriend's
still
house.
Waiting.
Girlfriend's house.
Girlfriend's house. Yeah.
Sweet Dayton, Nevada.
Did you say Dayton, Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said a sweet date in Nevada.
That's what
it
I
was
thought
that too.
Dayton, that's Nevada. What I thought he said.
That's where my glasses are, somewhere in Dayton, near the rivers.
I've had
sweet Dayton.
I've had a few, quite a few sexual encounters in Dayton.
Weird.
But all with the same girl, though. But that was a long time ago, too. Anyway, it ain't my quiz. Go.
Manscaped or all natural?
I don't
get trim.
Yeah, but not all the time. Like right now, it's 70s porn.
You know? We got Bush.
The joy of sex.
Yeah that yeah, happens. Yeah. But then when I can't see my penis too much anymore, I trim up a little bit.
Pubic fro.
Yeah, yeah, it happens.
You don't need a merkin. You got one.
Yeah, totally.
Suda.
Here's the bad thing about being black is that even if it's just the hair off of your head in the shower, everyone thinks it's pubic hair. And you can't say anything about that. You know, you try, you say, no, I combed my hair today. And they go,
Well, so maybe, you know, just to rewind about a decade and a half, maybe that's what happened with the Coke can and Clarence Thomas. It was just hair off his head. It wasn't a pubic hair.
Right.
You got, all right, so you all tracking with me,
Clarence
right?
Thomas Clarence. Is a black.
CT. Yes, and he was accused.
Also a Supreme Court justice.
He was accused by.
Yeah, that's secondary.
Minor detail.
He was accused by intern assistant Anita Bryant. Anita Brown. Yeah.
Not Anita Hill.
Anita Hill
never lied.
Of placing a pubic hair on her soda can.
Right.
I'm inclined to believe it was off the top of his head.
Which is messed up because...
But she's a black woman. You'd think she'd know better.
Right.
Might have been one of her hairs.
Right. She didn't get all of them did.
Damn. But I don't think Anita Hill lied, dude. Anyway.
Wait,
did Suda ever answer the question, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Do you trim?
You didn't.
So here's what my pubic hair situation is like. It's like, you know, you see that girl in the mall and you're like, oh, she's trapped in the 80s, but she looks like she would do really good if she had like a fashion makeover, like if she got her hair done right. Like in a modern fashion.
Your junk needs a makeover?
That's what I go through. With my girl, she's like, you just need to trim it up a little bit. It'd be cool and nice. And I'm like, I like how I am, you know.
Well, all right. There's our answer. Wild as the jungle.
Jungle.
Boo-loo.
Boo-loo.
Dan.
I'm a big fan of manscaping.
Big
for myself.
Do you manscape the chest there?
Everything.
All right. Okay. You're a big man.
I haven't seen you naked yet.
I'm a bald eagle up top here, but.
This is just an extra question.
I'm a bear.
Do you do manis or petties?
No, God, okay. No. I never put my
just
feet
checking.
Near anyone.
No. All right.
No.
Color, make, and model of your underwear.
Nice. Probably Fruit of the Loom.
Fruit of the Loom?
Striped. Boxers. All right.
I like how y'all chat.
These are one of my oldest pairs. I'm a notorious brief man. For my whole life. Only briefs.
It's hilarious.
Tidy
my
whities.
Whole life, tidy whites.
You need the support.
I had a girlfriend who convinced me I didn't need him sometime in college, and I've stuck with the boxers ever since. But every once in a while,
I crave the boxer brief.
I crave the
best of both worlds.
I like boxer briefs. Yeah.
I'm thinking about making that
too
switch.
Bulky.
I really am.
It's like pants under my pants. I can't handle that.
It's like wearing a vest underneath.
Yeah.
I have a few pairs of those. I don't wear normal boxers, but every now and then, boxer briefs.
All right, I know I'm going to be going out doing something. I just need the pack. Package to be held on the truck.
It's so secure in a brief, you know?
Yeah.
Alfani blacks.
What?
The name. That's the name of my
Alfani.
Underwear.
Alfani Blacks.
Okay. I was like, what? Wait, did you just tell an end joke like that I missed?
Oh, Alfani Blacks.
Alfani Blacks.
Yo. So what you got on the day done?
What?
Yeah, what you got?
What are you sporting under them shorts today?
I think like jockey stripe something.
Okay.
Butt huggers or fucking...
Yeah, no, nice little plaid
boxers.
There.
Yeah. Little plaid boxers. All right.
Well, that... Yeah, and actually, our last question you all already answered. Do you have any tattoos? Tattoos? We've gone through that.
Yeah. He's Jeff got enough for everybody.
Jeff is the patchwork quilt. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to give you all a collective score of 837 points.
Nice.
What?
They win.
Is that good?
Three digits is good.
They beat present?
Well,
game is bullshit.
I scored present individually. Oh, these guys got a group score. If I tallied up everything for present, it would be in the same ballpark.
Oh, okay, cool.
The only single person who's done that well is the ever lovely Layla James. Check her out on Rock 104.5 on the weekends.
Hi, Layla.
Hi, Layla.
Maybe. Yeah. We miss you. She was the dog awesome. Water.
Yeah, dude. No, I need to get a hold of her to see if she'll sit in while you're a Burning Man.
Yeah, that's
a good
idea.
That would actually
be
a lot of fun.
Be really good.
Yeah. So, Layla, if you're listening and I haven't emailed you and it's 2 weeks from now, call me.
All right. So that's the end of the quiz.
That's the end of the quiz. I think it might be time for a song and sign off.
Yeah. Would you guys want to play another live? Or do you want to hear the other song off the record? Or what should we do?
Ooh, play the tuning song. I love the tuning song.
We used to have a song called Cell Phone Song. It was in practice when anybody would answer their cell phone in practice.
We would just start in on this punk rock, like...
It's just noise. Just cell phone song.
Just as loud as we can.
Is that why Preston texts now?
Yeah.
Your mother still sucks at hell. Your mother still sucks at hell.
Yeah.
Quit smartphoning now.
I was going to tell you, Suda, the pube thing, like in the shower.
Right.
Just when someone says, oh, you left pubes in the shower, say, dude, my pubes are way longer than that. Sorry, I was thinking about that.
It's good to help a brother out.
Yeah.
That's why Jeff's my friend.
So what do you think? You guys want to play another live one? Or
let's play another live one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you... You remember Janine? You want to rock that, or do you want to rock something else?
Let's do originals.
Yeah, we don't have
if you got it.
We don't have a. I don't know what to play because we don't have keys. That's the only song he plays guitar on.
Yeah, we could rock the CD if you want.
I don't.
Let's just do something to
slip to you guys.
I want to sing.
Okay.
With you.
All right, we'll pick a song.
The walk
Green
of shame.
Sleeves.
I know.
Walk of Shame contemplates what they're gonna do.
Let's do Wild Irish Rose.
You want to do that song?
Is this the actual song, Wild Irish Rose?
That's the name of the song. Oh, okay. We only name songs after drinks.
There is an old Irish drinking tune named
Wild
after.
Irish.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Could just be.
I don't know.
Irish Rose.
Are you thinking of Secondhand Rose?
Cracklin' Rosie?
Maybe.
Cracklin' Rose?
Cracklin' Rose.
It just sounds familiar. Maybe I've just heard the song before.
You have.
Okay.
What do you think? I don't know about that one.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
We'll edit this in post.
Hey, Suda gets it.
Quick learner.
First, I don't know. We could do Dreams and Nightmares or... Or I can't think of our songs. We're so unprepared.
Well, that let's just pop on a CD.
No, Suda wants to sing.
I do want to sing. I don't know. Let's just do Drink Up Jeffrey.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Sweet.
That was the other one that we were going to play.
Anyway.
No, we'll just call it. This one might make the album, the WLP album at the end of the year. So
cool.
We'll do it that.
The CD box set.
That's awesome. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
2, 3, 4. When I'm slobbering and groveling, I picture it away, and not often I am softened by the hell I
I gotta pay. When you drink me, it's so nice, I'll call the cavalry again. When you down me, it's impossible to breathe, and you spin again. Drowning in your
one off the CD. Oh yeah, that's it.
Rick Astley, dude.
A little Rick Roll for your afternoon.
That was the one and only thing I've ever won from a radio station.
Tickets to Rick Astley?
No.
Rick Astley himself?
A tape.
Yeah. Oh.
I won a tape.
Of the, like a cassette single?
No, the whole tape. Oh, the whole album on the tape. Yeah, tape.
Classic.
I called K-Wins, and I was caller number 9.
Yeah.
And the question was like, what song did they just play? They played a little tiny clip, and it was like Back in Time, Huey Lewis in the News. I called, and I was like,
and
I was like 10. I was like 10.
Back
I'm all
in time.
Yeah, I'm all back in time, shit. Huey Lewis. And he's all, yeah, you got it.
Ding, 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 ding.
I won a Rick Astley fucking tape.
Hey, there you go. I've never called a radio station or won anything.
Yeah.
So
I've won lots of things.
You're a one percenter.
Yeah. I killed it.
I never won a fucking Rick Astley tape, though.
Yeah, what a bit. it wouldn't be real smart if we, like, you know, called into a radio station and then, like, started wearing a patch that said 1%er. Probably get our ass kicked on.
Oh, by the bikers.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. What the fuck?
Real 1%er,
I called a radio show.
Yeah. And I won.
All right. It's hot as balls.
It is hot as balls
in here. So I think it's about time to call this show and wrap it up.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Guys. What's going on this weekend? We got the thing at the Jub's
Extravaganza.
Faith Azilla's birthday.
Extravaganza.
You guys have any show? Oh, wait. You guys got a website? Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation. You can go to the Walk of Shame or Walk of Shame Reno.
Right.
Because, you know, on Facebook, you have to have, like, the normal one to get into the band one. So you can go to Walk of Shame, one word, Reno. Or find me, Jeff Dunn, D-O-N-E.
Right.
And you can,
like,
also
get the
go
job
to Reverb Nation. I think it's like Reverb Nation / Jeff Dunn, Walk of Shame.
Oh, okay. All right.
D-O-N-E, Walk of Shame. I don't know. Whatever. Just
look for it on Google.
Yeah. Just find us.
Any shows coming up this soon?
Yeah, we're playing on the 31st at Jub Jub's.
Very cool.
And right now it's just us. And maybe
Present.
Yeah,
I'm going to check
cool
with the guys and see what they say.
That
would
be really
fun.
Cool.
Walk of Shame with Present. Good show.
That would be.
Definitely.
Awesome. Yeah.
Muncie, what else is going on? Art Town's happening. We haven't mentioned
man, it's
this
been
at all.
Like crazy.
Yeah, no, art, like tons of events. Just stick your head out a window and look for something.
I have some stuff coming up. Speaking of Art Town, the 21st, I'll be at the Salvagery solo with Tom Plunkett.
Oh, nice.
Me and Tom are going to play together for the whole night. It's a community art night. You come down and help them with the mural or something. They're doing a big community thing. The next following night at Strega, Hella Acapella will be there, part of Art Town as well. And then, of course, the 23rd at the Jub Razor for Faith's Extravaganza.
Yeah.
So you can check out Hella Acapella again.
So,
and
tons of Nick happening this
please
week.
Please do that, folks.
And yeah, and always also remember with Jub Jubs, they do have Thursday night drink specials, 2 to 5, 2-for-1 well drinks.
Oh, is it?
Early bird happy hour, 2 to 5. 2-for-1 well drinks.
If you ain't got no job like me, see you there on Thursday.
Yeah.
Just kidding, unemployment. I'll be out looking for a job.
If you come in at 4:30, it's okay. And if I buy myself a drink, well, then I have one for you.
All right.
But I don't know if I'll be there.
Well, I owe you $5 on Chewbacca's baby bet, so I'll buy you a shot.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention that. Chewbacca's out on the job. Everybody wish him well. I'm sure he's listening. For my part, I say, screw you, Chewie.
For my part, I say, I miss you, brother. Can't wait. It's not the same without you.
I never liked you.
Hey, Ricky, you got anything this weekend?
I'm not doing a fucking thing. I'm on vacation. So
nice.
I don't know where I'm just going to wander and wherever my will takes me.
He already wasn't even paying attention.
Well, give me
to
a call, brother. Let's hang out.
Yeah,
I'll get drunk
I
and
could
watch.
I actually do something now. So
yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, then. For the Worst Little Podcast, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. And for my good friends Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Rick Spagnola, Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, The Walk of Shame, Stingray Tattoo, and... We wish you a good night, ladies.
Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Backwater Studios.
Is this the cocksucker residence?
No.
God damn you, stop calling here.